Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers' coins over the floor, and turned over their tables. Then going over to the people who sold doves, he told them, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." The Gospels generally present Jesus as a calm, compassionate, and peaceful person. This account of him clearing the temple forecourts of traders seems to stand in marked contrast. Jesus was clearly angered by what he saw and determined that it should stop. He longed for his father's house to be a focus of prayer and worship, yet all he could hear was the noise of sheep, cattle, money, and shouting traders. It could be argued that the money changers and the sellers of sacrificial animals were all making a contribution to the people's worship. But the way they were doing it totally obscured the purpose of the temple. Jesus may not actually have used the whip he made, but the act of making it shows us how determined he was to clear the temple. His anger came from knowing nothing was more important than worshipping God, and the traders were making that impossible. He had to take action, and he did so in an extremely dramatic way. There are times when it's absolutely right for us to be angry. When we see people being abused or discriminated against, we should be angry. It would be sinful for us to look at abuse or discrimination and simply accept it. However, unlike Jesus, we are not sinless, so we need to make sure that we never allow our anger to lead us into sin. The Apostle Paul was very familiar with anger, and he wrote to the Ephesians, "Don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." We will all have times of feeling steamed up about an issue, and Paul's advice is important. We need always to make sure that if we're angry, we're letting God control us and not the anger. So tell me this, how do you cope with your times of anger? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to live so close to you that our times of anger will not be destructive, but a blessing. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.